Welcome, all friends of the Dhamma, for the first session, how to develop right concentration. Right concentration, that is not only you look at the breathing, when you look, you must watch. When you watch, you must see clearly. Now you look at me, watch me, and see clearly. You can realize, look, watch, and see when you look at diamond. When you look at diamond, you look and watch and see three together. Look, watch, and see. Look, watch, and see the calibration, the color, the cutting. Okay? Look, watch, and see from your mind. But when you look at a stone, do not watch, do not see. Okay? Because it's stone, priceless. Okay? But when you look at a diamond, your mind, attention. Look from your mind, watch from your mind, see from your mind. But when you look at a stone, you don't have attention from your mind. You look, but you don't have attention, okay? That means when you do meditation, you must have a good attention. Look, watch, and see from inside, okay? When you look and you watch, look and watch. Your mind still, okay? And this is we call samatha, calmness meditation. And when you got seeing together, watch and see together, this is vipassana, okay? Look and watch, watch and see, two steps. Samatha meditation, whenever you look, you must watch. Vipassana, you must see clearly together. You watch, you must see clearly. Now, what happened when you see clearly? You got consciousness inside when you see clearly. Today, I would like you to develop consciousness inside. Okay? Are you ready? Okay? Most practitioners got very poor consciousness inside. You told me, Master, I watch the breathing, see the breathing, how to see clearly, okay? If you see clearly, inside you got consciousness. That's why today I would like to tell you or guide you how to see clearly. For example, now you are in Penang, okay? When you walk on the street or drive car in Penang, you not see clearly because you live in Penang. Okay? But I bring you to Switzerland. And when you go to Switzerland, you never go to Switzerland. When you walk or drive car in Switzerland, you wake up and you got more consciousness, seeing clearly. That's right. You understand that? So now, can you see clearly inside wake up? Okay? When you go to Switzerland first time, your mind, okay, your mind and your eye connect, but more than connect, your mind become wake up with consciousness. Okay? Look and watch, your mind connect. Watch and see, you got more consciousness. Now the problem you don't understand how to get more consciousness. So when I tell you, look at the stone, you look and watch. But no consciousness wake up. Not attention, okay? you look at what's not good attention and not wake up. But I tell you to look and watch diamond to wake up. Okay? The one who watch is your mind. But when you want to see clearly, you need mind consciousness together. You got object. Object, eye contact from outside, and you got form as object. But seeing clearly will come up when you got object and your mind attention and consciousness on your seeing. Today you must learn about consciousness. Now, what different when you go to the beach? You look and watch and see, but what different you look and watch and see in this room? This is your home, okay? When you look and watch and see in your home, not wake up. That's right. But when you go out, walking on the beach, look and watch and see, consciousness wake up. Okay? Can you realize something inside? Because now, I would like you to know there is consciousness more than the mind to watch. There is consciousness that will help you watch and see clearly. Only your mind watch doesn't mean you got seen clearly. But when you watch and see clearly, you can see the quality in watch and see clearly, and poor quality. You watch in your room, you not see clearly, and you want to go to sleep, okay? But when you watch and see in Switzerland, you wake up, okay? You wake up. So now, I would like you to realize, wake up, that is consciousness. Then, when you watch, that is your mind watch. And when you see clearly, that is consciousness. Okay? Then, with mind and consciousness, make you see clearly. Now, in the practice of meditation, you watch what inside. Very down, not see clearly. You watch the breathing or you look and watch. But inside, sleepy, dark, and want to sleep, okay? But when you go somewhere you never go, or you walk in the darkness, when you walk in the darkness, inside, wake up, you watch and see clearly, okay? So now you must watch and see clearly. You close your eye, you must watch and see clearly. And how you know you see clearly? There is blindness inside, wake up inside, okay? Like you walk in Penang, you not wake up. But if you walk in Switzerland, you wake up, okay? Because when you walk in Switzerland, you never been in Switzerland. First time come to Switzerland, you watch everything and see clearly everything, so nice, so beautiful. So, see clearly, that is consciousness. Now the quality of seeing when you practice meditation is very poor. Only watch the breathing, but sleeping, watch the breathing and then fall asleep. Okay, so can you feel when you walk in Switzerland, what different when you walk in Penang? You got wake up your mind. Wherever you watch in Switzerland, your mind wake up and feel blind and see clearly. That is consciousness. Okay, you understand? Okay, so now, consciousness, there are six consciousness. Okay? You watch. You look, you watch. Everybody look and watch. But doesn't mean everybody seeing clearly. Somebody not see clearly, somebody see clearly. If they got consciousness together, watch is your mind. Okay? But consciousness is vijnana. Okay? Vijnana, consciousness. Okay? With mind and vijnana, you got seeing clearly. Now you don't have vijnana inside. Vijnana inside sleeping. Watch the breathing and sleeping. Okay. I would like you to wake up consciousness vijnana inside. Okay. You understand now? Sick consciousness. What are sick consciousness? Ear consciousness. Okay. Now you listen to me. You not hear clearly. Because I speak loud. If I tell you, can you hear something quiet in this room? Listen and hear something quiet. What happened? Your mind attention. And you got more consciousness on hearing. That's right. Do you understand now? When you got consciousness, hearing, wake up. When you got consciousness on seeing, seeing, wake up. Okay? You understand? And tongue consciousness, nose consciousness, body consciousness, the same. Touch by tongue, by nose, by body. If you touch and feel what you touch. Okay? You got consciousness. If you touch, okay? Maybe you don't know what you are touching because you don't have good enough consciousness. So you must watch. Watch is your mind. Watch what you touch. Watching what you touch. And watch and aware. In your mind must be aware of your touching. Okay? And on your hand, also awareness outside on your hand. Then you got awareness inside in your mind. When you got awareness outside on your hand touch, you might become more consciousness or more awareness. This is body consciousness. And how about body consciousness? You can understand easily when you take a shower. Okay? Warm water. Can you feel warm clearly? If you feel warm, what warm on your body when you take shower, warm shower, then you got consciousness, body consciousness, then you not lost in thought. So you lost in thought because you don't have body consciousness good enough. You take a shower, you not aware of your body. With warm water, you're not aware. You not feel, or you don't have consciousness on the body taking a shower, and then where your consciousness gone, it gone to the past and the future with thought, okay. But if you feel your shower, okay, your thought finish, your mind come back. Your mind come back to your body consciousness. Okay? So now, in the practice of breathing meditation, you watch the breathing. That is your mind. And how about consciousness? I just tell you. Can you feel your breathing first before you watching? Feel. Can you feel your breathing? Feel your breathing, in and out, can you feel? You got consciousness on your breathing and awareness and seeing by awareness. Can you feel your breathing in and out? And feel your breathing more and more, it becomes consciousness and it becomes awareness and seeing. Consciousness come from every moment you feel, because this is body consciousness. Feeling your breathing in and out, it touching inside your nose, okay? Touching. Doesn't matter what touching, but when got touching, you feel, you're aware, you got consciousness. But if you not feel, you're not aware. You don't have good consciousness even you look and watch. Then you fell off, fall asleep. Because you only watch from your mind with poor consciousness. Okay? Understand now? So today, I just want you to develop consciousness in the practice by feeling first, feeling your breathing in and watch, feeling your breathing out and watch. And what happened when you feeling your breathing in, feeling the area of touching, okay? Area of touching of the breathing in and out, it got touching or not? Can you feel touching inside? The breathing in and out, it got touching differently, okay? Normally you make mistake. You watch only one point, okay? You just have a thought that breathing in and out touching one point, and you focus one point. Sometimes it not like that. Sometimes it touching different point. Sometimes outside, sometimes inside. So when you start by look and watch your breathing, you always look and watch, focus on the touching. Okay. Then you got stuck. Okay. But if you just feel how the breathing in and how the breathing out, touching inside or outside, doesn't matter. But can you feel touching? Sometimes inside, sometimes outside. And sometimes inside different point, okay? Because you got a hole in your nose. Sometimes touching more here, clearly. It's touching, but clear touching, not the same. Sometimes clear touching in front, inside, or somewhere inside. Can you learn by your awareness, feeling your breathing in and out, area of touching? If you can feel by your awareness, by from your heart, feel. Can you feel by your heart, area of touching? It become awareness and see. It become awareness and see what? Breath body. And awareness and see what said in Tipitaka. Awareness and see what? In Tipitaka, just use the word breathing image. Okay? Can you feel? Then you can see breathing image. But in the beginning, it's not clear. But when you more mindfulness and notice and watch what and notice, breathing image come from the starting already. Come from the starting if you develop awareness. Can you develop awareness and see how the breathing in, touching inside, the breathing out, touching inside, and it look like you got a thread going in, going out, okay, going in, going out. Can you feel your breathing like a thread going in, going out, going in, going out? If you feel, you got awareness and see breathing image, okay? You understand, huh? Feeling Now, can you feel? You cannot see the back of the body, but can you feel the back of the body cool, warm, or sweat? Can you feel? If you can feel, it look like you see how it warm, how it cool, how it got sweat. It look like you see, not see by your eye, but see by your feeling or by awareness. Okay. Because if you got awareness and see by feeling your breathing in first, before you put concentration, awareness first. Awareness by feeling your breathing in. Do it now. Do it now. Keep feeling your breathing in. Don't think, just awareness. Awareness, no content. You cannot think how to be aware. Okay? Concentration got content. Got content. Okay? Because you got self when you put concentration. But awareness is no content. Do you know? How are you today? How you feel? I'm fine. No content. You just say from reality what you got. Okay? And you know from the reality, how your breathing go in and out, how it is. Just aware, just know, keep knowing. In, out, in, out. It become awareness, seeing breath body. And this breath body, in, out, in, out. I just use the words. Breath body or a mass of breathing. Can you see a mass of breathing? In, out, in, out, in, out. Can you see by awareness? Even you not focus, you already can see. Okay, but it's not clear because you not watch. But when you got awareness, you already see. When you hungry, can you see your hunger? Can. By feeling. Okay? Okay. When you hungry, oh, I'm hungry. And you can see your hunger. Okay? When you got desire, and if you just feel awareness of your desire, you can see your desire by awareness. Feeling your desire, then you can see your desire. Okay? Feeling your emotion, you can see your emotion by feeling. Now, feeling your now, can you feel all your cushion? Can you feel? Are you sick? Can you feel? You don't have to look. If you can feel, you can see by feeling. Okay? Can you feel? Is soft or hard? Are you cushion? Can you feel? You can see. By awareness, okay. And how about this? Breathing, go in and out, every moment. Can you feel? If you can feel, you can see by awareness. Now you got consciousness, and you got your mind and consciousness and contact. You got seeing clearly or clear seeing. Okay. And make it easy, because when you do meditation, always you cross your eye. But I ask you, what you see when you cross your eye? You don't know what you see. You must see in front. When you cross your eye, what you see in front? Your feeling on your face. Can you cross your eye and see feeling on your face? On your face? Then you got consciousness. Ah, okay. Understand now? You watch your breathing. But if you can see this area, because you focus here, and above the area of your focus, that is consciousness. Sometimes a master tell you, you watch the breathing here, can you see sensation, area of sensation, maybe in front of your nose, okay? But for me, make it easy. Can you sensation on your face together? Then you got consciousness. It doesn't matter how you see or what you see, but when you got seeing inside, okay? You got more and more consciousness. And now when you close your eye, you watch, but you never wake up. How long you practice meditation? 15 years, 20 years, you watch, you look, you concentration. That is concentration. How about awareness or consciousness? Just tell you now, you watch, you watch what you watch. Watch the breathing or the rising body. How about see near to your mind. What is near to your mind? Your face. And can you see your face sensation? Then you got consciousness, body consciousness. And when you got body consciousness, seeing clearly, your mind got mind consciousness wake up. My purpose to develop right concentration from your mind with consciousness wake up in your mind, okay? But you need to an object of meditation. When you watch or you focus, you need an object of meditation. Your breathing or whatever. The same. Okay? Consciousness, there are consciousness on your body outside. But how to develop consciousness inside? Just aware of your consciousness outside. Together with awareness of the breathing in and out. More awareness the movement and more awareness of the feeling, you got my consciousness. Okay? You understand what I want to teach you today? So, now, even you open your eye, can you see clearly on your face? How? Smile. Can you see your smile? It doesn't matter how you see, but when you see, in what other way, anyway you see, you got my consciousness wake up, okay? So now, if you do my consciousness, you can practice meditation, even closing eye, opening eye the same, because you go inside, wake up in your mind with consciousness. Okay? And I just compare your mind consciousness wake up when you go sightseeing in Switzerland. If you sightseeing in Penang, you wake up or not? Not wake up because you live in Penang. Okay? Okay? But when you go sightseeing in Switzerland, you wake up or not? That is consciousness. How you wake up, not sightseeing, but seeing your breathing in and out and wake up like that. You understand? Huh? Now, many people don't know what to develop in the practice of meditation. We develop our consciousness wake up. But how you know consciousness wake up? Just now you live in Vietnam, you go sightseeing in London, you wake up or not? Wake up, okay? That is consciousness. Because when you go somewhere you never go, you seeing clearly, okay? It grabs your attention. And you see clearly, that's right. But here in Penang, you live in Penang, it not attract you. you just look and watch every day the same every day, you not wake up. How about you must watch your breathing and wake up like you go sightseeing in Switzerland. But we don't go sightseeing in Switzerland. We just watch your breathing in, watch your breathing out. How to wake up? Joy or chanta, okay? Chanta or joy is the first of the Ittibat four. The Buddha say, the Buddha practice meditation based on Ittibat four. That is number one, joy. Number two, effort. Number three, citta or concentration. Number four, vimamsa or contemplation. Okay. If you have Ittibat four, you wake up. You do job with Ittibat four, you wake up. You do job no with Ittibat four, not wake up. Okay. So the first one is joy. Just now bring it by four. Number one, joy in the practice. Like joy in sightseeing in Switzerland. I don't have to teach you how you get joy in sightseeing in Switzerland. You already get joy by yourself. Okay? But sightseeing in Penang, you don't have joy. Okay, now, can you have joy in your mind? But if you cannot have joy in your mind, just help you. Can you just smile a bit on your face? And you feel very light on your face. And you feel your face more relaxed and wake up. And when you close your eye, you watch your breathing. That is watch. You must see your breathing and all feeling. At that moment, all feeling at that moment will make you wake up. Okay? That means you watch your breathing, that is the moment. But can you see the feeling when you breathing in? When you breathing in, what the feeling you got? Joy. Okay? Breathing in, breathing out, you joy. If you more awareness of your breathing in, breathing out, you got joy, okay? Can you see joy? Can you see even relax, not joy, in the beginning maybe relax, but more and more it become joyful, okay? Can you see the feeling of relaxation when you got breathing naturally in and out? Can you see the feeling of relax of your face, relax from throat and relax of your relaxation of your body when you got awareness of breathing and more steadily you can feel more relaxed. Okay? That's right. And now just first open your eye. Look, watch, see. This is mine. And where is consciousness? Joy from your heart. Awareness from your heart. Awareness of what you look. How to get awareness of what you look. Feeling together. You watch your breathing, feel your breathing together. Now watch your breathing, feel your breathing together. Or feel your breathing and watch. Watch your breathing and feel. Watch, you bring your mind attention. Feel, you wake up consciousness, mind consciousness. Okay? You understand now? Oh, difficult to explain, eh? Long story. Okay, now, smile and feel your breathing. And you can realize consciousness of the breathing, like a mass of breathing, a mass. A mass of breathing, that means when you feel your breathing more and more, it becomes breath body inside. Sometimes the breath body look like a small. Sometimes look like a small thread. Sometimes look like a dewdrop. Pool here. Sometimes look like a snow. Okay? Snow. Something like that. This is from awareness. Okay? Now, just see. Can you feel your breathing? Area of touching. At the area of touching. Can you feel? And when it got area of touching, differently. This we call area of breathing. We call breathing in and out, touching, different position. Can you feel touching of the breathing in and out? Touching. You can realize it's touching, not the same position, okay? Because it's not the same position, then it become a mess, okay? It look like you touch here. You got a mass of feeling come up from here. That's right. Or you touch here. Can you realize a mass of consciousness? Okay. And the breathing also, in and out, different touching. Can you feel? Do it now. Feel. It become a mass of consciousness. Okay. That's right. That will bring you to realize the breathing image. Okay. Okay. Now just feel. Also, I feel my breathing. I can see how it forms in my mouth, the water, because I feel. Oh, it forms like a mass of water inside. You understand? Oh, when you drinking. Can you feel? Oh, it look like you can see. It look like a water flow inside. Okay, water flow, flowing inside. Go inside. Okay. So, can you feel your breathing now? It look like you got a small. If you feel, but you never feel your breathing, then you cannot realize a mass of breathing, because you focus only one point. Because everybody say you must focus one point. No, one object on the breathing, but one object on the breathing, it touch different points. Can you watch the different point? Sometimes here, sometimes inside, sometimes here, sometimes outside. We call area of breathing. Then it become mass, okay? M-A-S-S, mass of breathing, okay? Then, when you feel together, feel your breathing on the area of touching. It form mass. And then when you feel, when you watch, you can see consciousness of the breathing. Mass is consciousness of the breathing, okay? And when you can see consciousness, you go very to advanced meditation. You can see breathing image, that is consciousness of the breathing, okay? Now, you learn to understand more and more. Now practice. Just relax, feel your breathing. Open your eye first, feel your breathing. Even I look at you, but my awareness here, awareness of breathing, it become seen, breathing consciousness. Breathing consciousness is body consciousness. Can you see breathing consciousness? It's really simple, okay? When you see breathing consciousness, then you watch. Watch and notice, not only watch. Watch and notice, because when you watch and notice, you can notice different point of touching. Then you got very good mindfulness. Okay, now we do it now. Feel your breathing and watch and notice together. Breathe. bring your body straight up and smile and feel your breathing. You can feel area of breathing outside, inside, outside or inside the nostril, but more and more you can feel clearly inside the nostril in the two holes. Can you feel? You can feel it become a mass of breathing or breathing consciousness. If you can feel, then you can see. And watch and notice together. Notice you can realize more every moment, breathing in and out, touching different points in the two holes. And you notice the touching different points in the two holes. When you notice, then you can see it become mass. Now seeing mass of breathing more clearly. Seeing clearly with consciousness, my consciousness wake up. If you got body consciousness, that body, you got that body, inhale and outhale, it become breathing consciousness. Breathing consciousness, more and more you got my consciousness. before we finish this session, just review how you feel, how the stillness, how consciousness wake up. Today you learn about my consciousness. Okay. And it become wake up and bright. And it become more wake up and bright, bright, like the Buddha radiation, more and more, okay? When this consciousness wake up, it look like you got wisdom. Okay? And it got radiation, okay? Before you are still, but consciousness not wake up. Today, still and awareness of your breathing, feeling your breathing, and see consciousness of your breathing and consciousness wake up in your mind, okay? Connect. You learn new thing today, okay? Consciousness, okay? Okay, today we finish session. Tomorrow we keep more practice, okay? Sadhu,
sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Pardon? Consciousness is inside or outside here?